Well, the Hugh Lane Gallery on Parnell Square in Dublin has something to celebrate this morning. An agreement with the National Gallery in London over the beautiful and priceless artworks that Hugh Lane left behind. And it's a treat to look forward to when the gallery opens its doors again. The director of the Hugh Lane Gallery, Barbara Dawson, can tell us more. Hugh Lane himself, a fascinating character, but when he died on the Lusitania back, what was it, 1915, Barbara Dawson, tell us about the works he had collected and the dispute over their legacy.
Yes, well, he was 39 when he died on the Lusitania, coming back from New York, where he was also buying and selling pictures. He had already given to Dublin 100 works, which we have in the collection, but he also had what he called his modern continental paintings, which were a group of 39 works. And at that stage, he had offered them on loan to the National Gallery, London. And so, but they hadn't shown the works. So before he left to go to New York, he was director of the National Gallery of Ireland. He wrote a codicil to his will, bequeathing these works back to Dublin to go back into the Hugh Lane Gallery, the Municipal Gallery of Modern Art, as it was known then, which he founded in 1908. But he signed the codicil, but he didn't witness it.
What does this do?
And
you
that
mean?
Meant and that it.
And sorry, there's a bit of a delay on the line. Sorry about that there. So there was a dispute. Tell us about this deal and some of the pictures involved, because many people, they'll have seen reproductions, if not the originals.
Exactly. Well, they're fabulous pictures. They really are fabulous pictures. And there has been, there has been negotiations since then until now. And the deal has been sharing of these magnificent paintings, as you say, priceless, but also superb works by late 19th, early 20th century French masters, masterpieces, including others. The deal is these wonderful works by Monet, Manet, Degas, Bert Morisot, Pizarro, Renoir, all will now be shared with us in Dublin. And so the deal is that we now have a larger sharing. And at the moment, five works, we have 27 permanently in the gallery, which were on display before. Unfortunately, we were all locked down. And they're what we call some of the superstars. And now we have five coming to Dublin and will be on display for people when the gallery reopens. Please God, won't be too long. And these are the magnificent Manet, Degas, Monet, and Vuillard. So what we have now is really Hugh Lane's core continental collection alongside the works he collected by Irish and English and other artists, as well as, of course, of our more contemporary collection. So it's a fantastic news, and it's great collegiality between the two museums, and it really is a unique agreement, because no gallery kind of willingly gives their beautiful and magnificent paintings to their second home. So I think it's a terrific achievement, and we're delighted to be working with the National Gallery and delighted to have this achievement.
Well, we all look forward to seeing all these treasures when the gallery does reopen. In the meantime, of course, they can visit your website. Barbara Dawson, Director of the Hugh Lane Gallery, thank you.